Melvadec Alliance, Consequences, Queen Sophia, channeled through Mel, May 2008. I am Queen Sophia of the Devic Kingdom. I come back to the council today with great elation within my heart, and yet also, I must share with you the concerns of some of those entities and beings of where we become a realm of reality. For in our realms are the elementals, those who control the earth, the winds, the seas, and the waters. These are the Devic gods of the four directions. Those members of our realm who have in fact spoken to me quite ardently, for they have worn, for they have tolerated, and they have put up with very much of the blunderings of the human race. They have seen the travesties, and they have seen the destructions, and they would but blow you all away. In truth, elementals are, well, even if I say it, elementary. They therefore have simple answers and simple solutions and simple understandings. You are or you are not. Their powers are great compared with that of humans. Humans have on many occasions been prone to the destructive forces that these elementals have set upon them in frustration and annoyance, and thus are no longer capable of forbearance of such behaviors. And yet each time they do such things, these humans recollect as they weep in sorrow. And then they rebuild. But they rebuild anew, in the same old paradigm, in the same old way. The Devic Kingdom ranges through many aspects and many subtleties of heart. And although we encompass the mighty elementals, we also encompass the tiniest of sprites, the most delicate and delightful flower fairies. For how could one possibly produce something so delicate as a flower petal or fragrance? And yet these petals brave the winds, torrents, and storms, the lightning bolts, and all those other huge and fanatic energies, for we encapsulate and we exemplify both of those extremes. And that, bereft humans, we thought it was such an obvious lesson to follow, which of course, in earlier times and in earlier civilizations, we all know and recognized. It has been one of the greatest tragedies of the human story, and in fact, one that has been repeated elsewhere on many occasions. As these beings gather understanding, they find themselves trapped in the head mind. The head mind from which they develop technologies, answers to their solutions, and so it is to their problems, which are all external answers. By creating mighty machines, they can do remarkable things. But every one of those machines comes at a great cost. For every one of those machinations creates heartless effects. When you build and manifest and build more from the building first, and so it goes, so the first tool becomes the next device. And from that device, you build even greater devices yet. Each step takes it further away from the heart awareness and thus further away from truth. And so these humans have been blinded by the might of their power. Look what we can achieve. Aren't we great? We can match the elements. Ha, if you only but knew. On many occasions it has taken us, those who are more delicate of the Devic Kingdom, to shine our love lights around our elemental cousins with our love and our delicacies, and thus to call upon them to moderate their force to allow within their sympathetic hearts to connect once more with compassion. For compassion is the essence applied to universal love. It is the way one manifests understanding of the other's position, and releasing all those hedonistic, I would have it as I would choose it to be, egotistical ways. So yes, for us, there has been times that we too have seen the travesties and the damages and the tramping of all our delicate creations. All the wiping out of all those beautiful little animals and beings that we have so lovingly created and supported in the plant realm and the insect kingdom. Look you not at the butterfly? Can you not see love manifest therein? When love encodes information, look how it becomes from a little tiny cell into a rampaging caterpillar, a bulldozer of the plant realm. Eating, eating, eating. But that eating is a release from those plants in its own compassionate understanding of the needs of the other. Therein itself is an entire lesson so often put before humanity. And then after all that eating and all that amassing and all that mine of that caterpillar, it goes into a dormant form, where it transforms its entire living body, to reemerge as a creature of absolute beauty, a creature so gentle and so harmless as it delights so delicately upon the flower's emergence and drinks so delicately with their own so fine and gossamer tongues, of the beautiful nectar our beloved flower realms provide, and thus delights you all in their colors and their gentleness. But no, so many times, so many humans who externalize their wants and their wishes without understanding and without wisdom, they simply trammel our species, creating hideous, evil concoctions, atomic collections that create devices and even more heartless devices that would dissemble and destroy not only our beautiful butterflies and others of the insect realm, that cause and distort that of our plant realms. They wreak havoc upon all those beautiful creations that support and create all of these delightful and magnificent beings within the realms, within the soils, the living soils. Ah, now there is another realm of our heartfelt joy. They that are able to transmute base mineral rock into support and life-giving succor. These beings so small, that is one cell, they can live eternally until those humans invented devices and chemical compositions that are entirely alien to any form of heart love. Devices and compositions with deliberately setting out with the intent, the most malevolent intent, to separate and disconnect and dissemble and wreak havoc, which lasts for eons and which have so many ramifications. Ah, we devas have had to work so long and hard to rebuild and recreate and to save, and it has been a losing battle. We have had to move backwards and away to find small pockets of untrammeled nature, small little places within which we can maintain and hold the genetic blueprints and the loving intentions to create beauty that would create the living foods that would provide all of your base human needs when you are in fact attuned to what it is we are offering. Ah, yes, I am pressing down upon my courses for all of those of my realm, but in doing so, I will hopefully bring forth the inclination here for more beings upon the Earth realm, and so to the other members of this esteemed council, to come to some understanding of the delicacies of the energies of which we are empowered, and also the miraculous duties which we create in form and flower and sweet perfumed essences and delicate airs and life-giving rainfalls. Life-giving rain. Have you ever understood that this is a water planet? That one simple, beautiful molecule. Look at it more closely, dear humans, who would be scientists, who would analyze and pare down. Look at the shape. The shape itself are angel wings, are eagle wings, the energetic outpourings of that simple combination of hydrogen and oxygen that creates that one particular molecule. It is the key to so many forms of life upon your planet, and yet even that you have poisoned and polluted and wasted and defiled. You have taken beautiful rivers that have taken so many forms and so many energetic reasons to be, and harnessed and corralled and used and abused and allowed to be polluted in the process. Yes, you have produced foods that are of sustenance. And yes, indeed, we understand those needs. After all, if it were not for our work, none of those seeds would germinate. Why have your scientists looked straight past that miracle? That how does every seed really grow? Yes, they have understood the mechanisms of how the male part and the female part coming into combination. But even now, none of your brilliant minds have even yet attempted to understand the miracle of that creation moment. How two, what you would call inert parts, can come together, and in that coming together, form the essence, an essence that is in the plant realm, and within the microcosmic realms can sit dormant as spores or seeds for millennia of time. And then at the right moment, suddenly, miraculously spring into life? That, dear ones, does not happen by chance. That does not happen by mere, I want it to happen now. It happens through miracles, the miracles that we only have the key to create, and in your head long ways to wish to control and to say that you know the ways of nature. You have bred and crossed bred, and you have used their energies and abused their energies, and you have brought forth new tainted plants. You have, in fact, of recent times created things which we would call most evil. For beyond all of these complications, there is another aspect, which those in the human realm have yet to understand. For we, like the great Elohim, are bound by the universal law. We are here in creation, for we are an aspect of the Creator's wishes. And so our charter, our reason for being, our incontrovertible impulses are to serve life. Life in its outpourings, life in its understanding, life in all its beauties. So when your scientists have trampled upon the rules of creation, and when your scientists have taken a part of a genetic code of one being and transgressed all the laws of divinity and all how one realm works in cohesion and cooperation with another, no, you have ignored all those things, and your egotistical minds have said, oh no, none of that is required. We can be the gods. We can take the gene of a fish and inject it within a tomato? The scientists say by doing this that these tomatoes can withstand all the colds and the ills of the fish that are so naturally meant to do. By doing this, you have prostituted our will, for you have taken our abilities to create, and you have forced us, by the fact of our dedication and charter, from the Creator to always implement God's will. You have thereby forced us to create these genetic mutations, and although we could foresee great damages that would be caused because of it, yet we do not possess the free will to say, no, we will not do these things. We are beyond honor bound. Our entire reason for being is an aspect of manifesting the Creator's will. So we have allowed, and we have been a party to these creations that you have insisted to be brought forth. And even more hideous still, you have forced us to help bring the pseudoplasm into active life, seeds that contain poisonous intent, seeds for food crops that you would use for your foods that have within their genetic structure the ability to withstand massive doses of poisons. Poisons which before these creations would have disseminated and destroyed that plant, yet now those plants are filled with these evil protective mechanisms. Mechanisms which, again in your ignorance and your arrogance, you have released upon the planet. Ah yes, because of this, you will make greater profits and outgrow the previous yields, as long as you use more of those hideous poisons. And what has happened? You have already massive, unwarranted, unexpected, and unplanned amounts for dispersals. There are now weed plants, plants that yes, even though we must create those weed plants, for they are part also of the charter. The evolutionary forms that have developed upon this planet because of the pollution and because of the selfish, egotistical, disconnected minds of those humans who would control. Those seemingly valueless weeds are now what we would call demon plants, for they now contain these evil protective mechanisms that are held within their form, ways to be resistant to all those tools that man would use to bring control. Instead, man has released aspects now of which they have no control. Within the plant realm, what this amounts to, it is like releasing an atomic bomb. The destructions and the consequences are so far-reaching and so long extended, all of these things shall require miraculous intervention if they are not to continue to multiply and create further massive destructions in many, many realms. So I bring forward these examples this day again to help those from other realms far beyond to understand some of the complexities in our microcosmic realms. And so the hurdle with which we are now saddled, some of the great torment of which we are torn within our hearts. We have never wanted to produce such ugly and malevolent things, and yet we have been inevitably consumed and controlled and forced to do so. There are so many within my realms who weep disconsolately, who find despair, and those of us who hold that magnificent beauty that was so fleetingly felt yesterday. Those of us who hold such beauty have been forced to spend so much of our time just bringing forth that love and that wonderful restored energy simply to keep our own brethren, our own little sprites, our own fairies, our own goblins, all of those beings within our realms who have served so faithfully and so tirelessly to support the natural kingdoms and thus provide the realms within it, within which humans have been, so we thought, allowed to grow and evolve. So for us to hear of a radical new way forward, a way that would change the entire format of humanity, a way to bring that disconnect between heart and head mind back into unity. Oh, veil, dear ones, know you not, for I now ask you to know indeed the joyous responses with which I was welcomed when I brought forth the news to those within my councils, news which spread like lightning fire throughout my realms. Ah, but not the elementals, but as I have already explained, they are a realm unto themselves. But those of us in the more delicate realms, those of us who work at those very fine gossamer thread worlds, all of us can see the potentials, all of us can appreciate the implications of bringing unity back between hearts and minds. Ah, yes. And so I say, dear ones, though I have wept, that we have all been strained and pained and somewhat discolored and forced to do the most abominable things. We welcome your suggestions. We will bring to this Melvedec Council our most ardent wishes if this miraculous suggestion can be brought into being. I am Queen Sophia stepping back. I knew that it would not be long before I would get a response to my proposal and formalized statement of suggestion. I felt the presence of spirit around me and so created the space for communication and invited spirit to communicate with me once again. Beloved Mother, Divine Father, whose child seeks divine love and truth while walking upon this planet Earth, I wish to ask this question. Can you give me any thoughts or feelings that may assist me co-creating such an alliance through such a council? Can you offer a better resonant name? And is there anyone who may wish to advise me with any information that may wish to intervene during this communique? I am your father, and I wish to take you under my arm and lead you to the shade of a baobab tree. You know this tree well. It is a creation of mine that, when viewed from my purpose of creation, you will understand its journey also. The baobab is a sort of upside-down tree. The branches and the leaves look very much like the roots of any other tree. It is unique in this way because I designed it so. Metaphorically speaking, it is upside down, and its roots indeed point to the sky. This is to draw from the heavens its nourishment to place it within the earth. Its branches and leaves are deep into Mother Earth, where they then disperse the energies from me into the earth. Remember, as above, so below. The trunk of the baobab is full of water, that which is the life force that nourishes many of my life forms, from minuscule to larger forms, like lizards and other bird life. Rest your back against the tree, my son, for just a minute, and tell me what you feel. I feel the nodules or lumps that have formed on the tree within its bark formations. Irritations, perhaps? Smiling. What else? I can't explain it. It is more what I can see. I see two spirals of white light, sort of translucent in color, but I will say white. They are traveling both up the tree and down the tree, two different spirals intertwining with each other, like the double helix formation of DNA. Good. Now, take a closer look, but this time, feel what it would be like if you were to stand inside this beautiful creation. I am spinning. No, I am standing still. I am being transported somewhere. Okay, the instruction was to feel. I feel like I have been taken somewhere, a place of total and absolute peace. Oh my God, sorry, I am inside my own heart. What does that feel like, son? Ooh, now I know it's my own heart. It feels foreign. I am not really comfortable here at all. But you were in a place of absolute peace just a moment ago, right where you are now, were you not? Yes, but there are no buts, beloved. The peace you felt was you, was me inside you, were us, heart to heart, as one and the same. Do you understand? Yes, I do. But I am not sure what to do now. There are no buts. Please listen. This is your home. It is where I dwell within you. It is where your mother places her infinite arms around you and nurtures you beyond measure, as I do also. Beyond measure, my son. Beyond all measure. Remember this feeling. Come to the baobab as often as you like and turn yourself upside down. Imagine in that state of being that you are standing upon heaven with your head buried within the earth. You wish to be a grounding staff? Then be it with all your might. With all my might. With all our mighty power. These councils, which you have created in the past and have further desire to co-create again, are just the beginning, for you are not limited to this earth realm. You have never been and will never be. Like so many more of my sons and daughters who are just beginning to discover their own alliances with me and all of my other creations, they too will turn themselves upside down and see heaven as being earth and not earth as separate from me. I created this realm so that I could see for myself how grand my creations can be when realized through their own efforts and desires. My children, all human beings have come a long way. First with all the connections intact with me, and then from a place where all their connections were forgotten as if severed. Yet I have waited and watched and served each of you without a moment away. My graciousness has been your guiding grace. Go ahead with your desire to connect with the life forms that are heaven-bound and help them to touch the earth in the ways that they desire, that I desire all my creations to do. They could not have done this before now, because there were no humans ready to receive my love, grace, knowledge, and understanding through them. Humanity is not the only creation of mine that is evolving. Every level of every density in every solar system, galaxy, and universe is doing the same. Humanity is not the lowest form of life, yet it is the only form that I chose to allow to stretch itself beyond all its own perceived limitations. You desire a name to call this alliance? Then call it the Elemental Grace Alliance. Remember the Boab Beloved, and this will assist you in your further expansion and connection to the elementals. Come here often and sit or stand upside down. Feel the energies flow in this new direction without the feelings or disruptions on the gravitational forces that would make this a little too uncomfortable. Now there is someone here who wishes to speak with you. I shall remain, as always, smiling. Saint Germain. Blessings, Peter. I am Saint Germain. You are dearly loved brother, and I have come to acknowledge your latest endeavor for this council formation. Seems you may have found a new home, the Boab tree. Remember I told you not so long ago that your home will never be the same again. Well, I didn't see the Boab coming, yet it is a wonderful example of how things change from one moment to the next. The council you are proposing is once again going to draw into play a whole new set of dynamics, and I wish to advise that caution here would be a very wise counsel. You are not interacting this time with entities as you did with the Melvedec Alliance. Instead, you shall be communing with energy consciousness that is far superior and far more powerful in its construct and magnitude that mankind is aware of. Not insurmountable by any means, yet caution and purity of heart intent shall be its governing and loving path. At these levels of communication and interaction, any imbalances have the potentials to create, let me say, some quite devastating results. The Melvedec Alliance was successful principally because of your naivety and innocence of what you had begun. Yet you found and stabilized that purity of intent, and most of all, the humility to see it through. Now you are with experience, and to hold these levels of grace may seem at times to be a little daunting. I wish to be appointed a seat on the council, and I will represent the cosmic rays due to the position I now hold with honor as the Chohan of the seventh ray for this new era of spiritual freedom. Those who will join you must be of the highest integrity, else this project, the Elemental Grace Alliance Council, will not proceed. You know the conditions that allowed for both of you to synergistically co-create the Melvedec Alliance. This will be nothing short of that synergetic balance of energies between two or more human souls. I remain also as a supportive heart as this endeavor radiates and attracts like love and truth. Peter, one last thing. It is time for you to be yourself. Follow your innermost knowings and act upon them. Your beloved, your Holy Spirit, will support all that you do, but you must honor that part of you that knows the presence of God. Call upon me anytime. I am Saint Germain, your brother in love. Peter. Thank you, brother, I will. I truly wanted at this point to understand why God asked for the word grace to be included in the name. I guess if I am honest, I never really knew the true definition of the word. This is what I discovered as I opened myself to find the reason.